Okay, are we going now? Are we going to do the whole? And I'm just recording this whole thing, so it doesn't matter. But are we going to do the hey, this is Big Mama, Boo Mama, Fry Daddy thing at the beginning? Are we going to wait and do that at the end? Should we do that now?
No, we could do it now.
Hey, this
and
is.
Okay. I am very composed and professional.
Let's do it now.
Okay.
Okay, who's going to go first?
I think we should then introduce ourselves. I'll be Tony Orlando, and y'all be Dawn.
Dawn.
Hey, it's Tony Orlando.
And Dawn.
You know, when I was little, I was very confused because there was two girls, but yet just Dawn, and I didn't understand. I didn't know why.
I thought he was Tony, and one was Orlando, and one was Dawn. I swear I thought that.
Tony, Orlando, and Dawn.
Okay, I'll give y'all $5 if you can name one of the girls in Dawn.
Oh, mm-mm, I'm out.
Dawn?
No.
Were they just called Dawn because it was like the 70s and that was kind of a 70s word?
Yeah, I think so. But one of them went on to bigger things.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, would we know her?
Well, I don't know. I think now I can't remember what show. It was Thelma Hopkins. I can't remember which one.
Thelma?
Was that the Jeffersons that she was on?
I don't know if she was on the Jeffersons or she was on like 227 or something.
Thelma.
Is that Lenny Kravitz's mother?
No, that was Roxy Roker.
Oh, yeah. That's from the Jeffersons. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You are up on your trivia.
Well, I mean, we've talked of this. I absorbed a lot when I was five.
Mm-hmm.
From TV shows and whatnot.
Do you have anything to say to the podcast?
No. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Don't quote me on it.
She did want me to verify that there were more ingredients in banana milk than vanilla, soy milk, and bananas.
Oh, okay.
There was nutmeg and honey and what?
Ooh.
And ice. There you go.
Yum.
Okay.
She may need to...
making blackberry milk today, right? Why don't you?
If you don't use vanilla, soy milk, you have to put vanilla flavoring.
If you don't use vanilla, soy milk, you have to put vanilla flavoring.
Did Angela just... Did she just make this recipe up, or did she find it somewhere?
Did you make it up, or did you find it somewhere? She
found it
and altered it.
That is very impressive.
Mm. With the soy milk, is that the alteration?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. She's quite the cook.
I know. Well, that strawberry cake.
You had what, supper? So what time was supper yesterday?
Well, it was ready at 3:30. That's no lie. That's no lie, but we didn't actually eat because... Yeah, never mind. But it was a good one. It was do y'all ever have fried cabbage or just cooked cabbage?
I love fried cabbage.
Cabbage and onions, pinto beans, and I don't know, like asparagus and mushrooms and like sauteed in soy sauce. And
that sounds good.
It was good.
How does Angela cook?
I remember what we had.
Does she cook the pinto beans like forever on the stove?
No, not usually. I mean, sometimes, but... These were quickie ones. Okay. Chow chow. Do you have chow chow?
I love chow chow.
We're going to have to define that for those that are north of Tennessee, possibly. Chow chow, isn't that a southern thing?
I think it's... Melanie, do y'all have chow chow in Texas?
Not really. I mean, I know we have it, but it would not be a common food here.
Okay.
My mom made homemade chow chow. It was delish.
I love it. I don't ever have it. Maybe now I will make some.
Mm-hmm. You get a recipe.
Mm-hmm. I think I will.
Okay, so we haven't talked in a long time. You gals doing well? Everybody happy?
Didn't we talk yesterday or something?
Well, it seems like a long time. Or is it the coffee? I'm feeling happy today, which is good because last night was disastrous in the studio. I went to sing, and I couldn't sing. My voice was too tired, and I was just too tired.
I'm sorry.
Really? Have you not been sleeping? Are you sick? Are you ill? Is something wrong?
I haven't been ill, but my voice has been tired because I've been working really hard and lots of travel and lots of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Let's stop talking about me. I suddenly got bored with myself. Talk about what the weather's like in San Antonio, because that's where I want to be.
You know what? You should be here today, because I'm telling you, it's like 80 degrees and perfect. Like wind out of the north, not a cloud in the sky. It's a lovely day.
And you actually know which direction the wind's coming from?
Yeah, because I'm real dorky like that. It's because Perry checks the weather every night. When I'm on the computer writing my blog post every night at 10, he says, check the weather. And so I check the weather, and I know which way the wind's going to be blowing and everything.
That is very, very fancy.
I know. Well, we like knowledge.
We never did we never did that.
I can tell you're not going to be able to be over it until we do it. I think we need to. You're focused.
No,
our little intro. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Because if we don't, then we'll get sidetracked, and then we'll end up hanging up, and then we'll be like, oh, we never did the intro.
Okay, go.
Hey, this is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Big Mama.
Hey, it's Fry Daddy.
We did that very well. See. We did that very well. We didn't even have like a blooper reel of laughter or anything. Mm-hmm. We're very professional. Okay.
I was biting my tongue because I was wanting to say all manner of other things, like, hey, it's Frosty, or...
I think that's our theme song. I think you just came up with our theme song.
Oh, yeah, that should be our theme song. Uh-huh. Maybe I just need to whisper.
Can you reduce your input?
Well, I try that, but then when I do that, y'all say you can't hear me. So I think maybe I just need to talk more, a little bit more quietly, and not at my normal loud level.
Okay.
It's a more demure boo.
It is. It's like Delilah.
Softer. That's not going to last, though. You're going to get all fired up at some point.
I am, but you know, that's okay. Hey, I just got home and I hadn't had lunch, and y'all have never seen anybody eat Cheez-Its faster in your life than what I just did. I just put some Cheez-Its down.
It was a quick lunch, but at least it was healthy.
It would have taken way too long to chew up some carrot sticks.
it would have. That would have been far, far too healthy and too difficult. Anyway, okay. Did y'all see what I did on the blog? Well, Melanie, I told you.
I did. Yeah, I just saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah. I've got some questions. We don't have to do them right now or anything. But hey, are y'all there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
you threw us off.
Well, it was very quiet. I didn't know.
Hey, I don't like you being demure. I need you to pep it up.
Well, but if I'm like normal, then it sounds like I'm screaming, which I am, because I scream in real life. But then it's too loud on the thing. See, I'm very loud. Hold on, let me see if I can turn it down.
That doesn't sound loud to me.
No, does it sound
y'all
too loud on the recording?
But on the recording, it sounds very loud. I'm gonna see if I can change it. Hold on.
Am I loud or normal?
Well,
you're
neither.
Look who's a comedian today.
Hey, hold on.
Sorry.
I've got to find the input thing. Oh, he's very entertaining. Travis is excited because he's getting a haircut.
And... I've got to cut a vocal tonight, and the Spurs are on tonight, and American Idol's on tonight. Life is good.
That's true. Spurs, you think they're going to sweep tonight? I think they're going to sweep.
Yes, they're going to sweep. Well, no, they're not going to sweep because they lost.
Oh, because they lost. That's right. But
are the Spurs playing for something? Are they?
They'll finish it out. Yeah.
Are the Spurs
they're in the playoffs?
Oh, okay.
It's the only time I follow them. I don't follow them the rest of the year, but when the playoffs start, I follow them.
I follow professional basketball very closely, as you can tell.
Uh-huh. Well,
hey,
if you lived here, you would have to.
You know that two players from Appalachian State, my college, they were drafted.
I saw that.
Which is a big
I actually
deal,
saw that.
You know, it's a double A school, and one of them is the guy that blocked the field goal that helped ASU beat Michigan, and he just married Franklin Graham's daughter.
Well,
oh, cool.
So you know Billy Graham's. Grandson-in-law is getting drafted.
Well, yeah. He has favor.
He has favor.
I'm putting down. Do I need to decrease the input or the output?
I think the output.
Okay.
I'm not answering for fear of sounding stupid.
Well, I don't know. I threw that out. I had a 50-50 shot of getting it right.
It says my output is at 64%. Should I take it down to like 50? What does that sound like?
You sound, no matter what you do, you kind of sound the same to us. I think it's how you sound on the recording.
Well, see, when I turned the output down, I couldn't really hear y'all.
So maybe it's the input.
Okay, hold on. Do y'all hear all the clicking? Isn't that a professional?
Hello?
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Okay, I think I need to turn down my input.
Hello? Testing.
Stop it.
I can't. I can't. Stop.
Okay, I've got that. I don't know how to save that, but I'm just going to click it off, and maybe I won't be screaming. David told me there's something now in GarageBand you can do where you can edit each track individually, but if y'all think that I have any idea how to do that.
Well, that's a lot of time. That takes a lot of time.
It does, but y'all would so be worth it.
So be worth it. Effort.
I know it does. Uh-huh. Okay, wait, Travis, I'm sorry. So you said that you're what did you say, you're cutting a song tonight?
Is that
I'm cutting lead vocals. I'm cutting songs and hair. I'm doing lead vocals all week for the Christmas record.
Wow. So are you singing Frosty on there?
Yeah, there's a little snow medley. That's kind of fun.
A medley?
A medley?
You mean like that
Christmas number? That number? The Christmas number. You sang it the Blarney song.
It only took you 5 minutes to pick up on that. I thought, well, we've just lost all frame of reference if Travis ain't going to get that one.
Twist my arm.
Ouch. Okay. All right.
Bells. Stop. On bobtail ring. Making spirits bright.
Okay.
How you doing tonight? Okay. I can't stop. See, I always ruin a good thing. I got to stop. I've just had 2 cups of coffee. This is kind of like the cough medicine thing. I'm a little bit giddy and slightly obnoxious, but happy to be here.
We're so glad to have you. We are. We really are. Hey, Melanie, did you ever find that link that tells you what people are singing tonight?
No, I can't find it, and I found it the other day. Travis, where can we go and find what people are singing on American Idol tonight? Because I found it this week, because I saw Jason Castro was singing Sweet Caroline.
Aww. I've never seen that, but it's probably idolforums.com.
Yeah. I think I found, because you sent me something, Sophie, like a couple of weeks ago, because you told me, I don't remember what week it was.
I know, but I think I just ran across it, like it was just a random bit of information on, like I wasn't trying to find it, but I don't know where I found it, and I don't know how to find it again.
Well, I know, and people are asking me how I knew that, but I ran across something the other day, and I know I saw Jason Castro singing Sweet Caroline, and somebody else, Brooke was going to sing I Am, I Said, but now I think like David Archuleta is going to sing it.
And I read something about
You were sneaky. You were so...
Oh, I got a headache just now. I just got a very, very severe headache. I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
Okay, well.
What?
Okay.
Travis just sent us some information.
Uh-huh. So, let's see.
And I was like, why did my IM thing just pop up? The only people I ever IM with I'm talking to. Well.
Maybe this is what I saw the other day.
Maybe so.
All I know, or maybe this
is. There's nothing on there right now. There's nothing on. There hasn't been anything about this week.
No, this has what he wishes they would sing, but it doesn't have. I know I saw something, and it had all their choices because it said that Brooke White and David Archuleta had a big thing about who was going to get to sing I Am, I Said, and I don't know why anybody's not singing Forever in Blue Jeans.
Well,
I don't know what's wrong with these people.
Anybody singing Hello Again, Hello?
That is good.
You.
It's called to say hello.
Oh, my.
I
think about you every night, and I know it's late, but I couldn't wait. Hello.
I'm starstruck.
I forget, Travis, that you sing. So when you sing, it catches me off guard, which goes back to my whole thing that if we were ever at any sort of event where you are singing, you must face the other direction or I will turn red and laugh. Okay.
Because you start
maybe
singing.
Maybe it's been crazy, and maybe I'm to blame, but I put my heart above my head. We've been through it all, and you love... Okay, stop me!
I can't either.
They're coming to America.
I can't stop.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm thinking that my asking for questions was pretty much unnecessary because Travis had coffee. So, you know.
Uh-huh.
You're dying to sing another one right this second, aren't you?
Uh-huh. You hardly talk to me anymore when I come through the door at the end of the day.
I think that's what Saisha's singing tonight, but it won't be that good.
Of course she is. She's already taken on Whitney and Fantasia. Why not take on Barbara, too?
Exactly. That's exactly
right.
Oh, mm.
Yeah, she's singing. That's what she's singing.
She's done well the last 2 weeks when she's done obscure things.
She has.
So she does not need to go after her. But I read somewhere that Brooke might be singing You Don't Bring Me Flowers. See, I think all the information is wrong.
Maybe it's all different. Well, maybe Jason Castro is not going to sing Sweet Caroline. I don't know. I mean, and honestly, I mean, if I had to choose, I would probably pick that, like, maybe David Cook would sing it. I don't want anybody to butcher it because it's a very special song to me.
Right.
For obvious reasons.
Right.
So, I know. My girl. Well, you know, that was my song I listened to, like, before I even got pregnant with her. I knew I was going to have a girl named Caroline.
Oh.
I know. So,
that's sweet.
As far as I know,
I don't want anybody to butcher it.
There's no song with the word Alex in it, so I didn't have one.
No.
Sweet Alex.
Now I don't know where I found that. I found it, and it could be just wrong. I could have just put wrong information on the internet, which heaven knows has never been done before.
No, that has never been done. Everything on the internet is very accurate. Okay.
Michael Scott, there's this thing called Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Remember that office? Love it. Okay. So.
Now I'm sitting here looking at this link, Travis, that you sent, and it's like I can't turn away.
But it doesn't have the idol stuff.
No, it doesn't.
No, I don't know where I found that. So it just, I mean, now by now people won't even, but I'm sure I'll hear.
Maybe you were right. Maybe you found good information.
Maybe so. I don't know. I don't know where I got it. Because the internet, if I read it on the internet, it was probably right.
That's exactly right. Do y'all want to answer questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Wait, let me see. I had it. Let's see.
Travis, are you doing anything different with your hair today when you get it cut? standard thing?
I'm just getting it cut. Just a cut. What? I just go in and they cut it.
Perry hasn't brushed his hair since probably 1994.
Right.
You know, he goes and gets like the little kind of almost buzz cut. I try to keep it a little longer, but I mean that hair hadn't seen product ever.
David does the buzz cut too. He does the buzz cut. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna find a question. I'm just gonna pick random.
Oh, I wanted to correct something I said on the last podcast.
What?
I said something incorrect. We were talking about American Idol, and we were talking about Melinda and how we wanted her to win, but I said I didn't. I was afraid that she wouldn't because, you know, 29-year-olds don't win. And then I remembered that not only did a 29-year-old win, but a 29-year-old who looked 41. Mm-hmm. Named Taylor Hicks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was wrong, but I do think that's the exception.
Yeah.
Well, and you have to look, too. I mean, of all the winners, he's had the least sort of mainstream success. I think he stays busy, but he hasn't had like the, like, you know.
Now he sang the national anthem at Talladega this weekend.
Did he really?
I mean, that's pretty mainstream success.
That's pretty mainstream. But he's a good Alabama boy too.
Crowd.
For sure. Okay.
Yeah, he did a great job with it.
Did you go to the race?
No, but that's funny that you should ask because Melanie and I were actually talking about maybe going to one today.
Mm-hmm. That would be Perry's dream to go to Talladega.
So, since it's right down the road, we've been conspiring.
I used to go to races as a kid with my parents.
Oh, you did?
We used to go to the Daytona 500 every year, and we'd go to the Rockingham races. And
really? So, are you a NASCAR fan? Do you follow it, or do you not care?
I follow it loosely.
Okay.
Does Perry, do y'all follow, do y'all have a particular... person to follow?
Perry, Dale Jr., and
the barbecue chips.
Okay, I'm about to have to get a snack for somebody real quick. So hold,
this
please hold.
This always is some entertainment when that microphone starts to travel.
And I wonder why my sound quality is so bad. Tony Stewart and Dale Jr. are Perry's probably two favorite drivers. But really, we like anybody. There's a couple he doesn't like. He doesn't really like Casey Mears, and he doesn't like Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon. But other than that, and I really like Dale Jarrett, because I always liked that Dale Jarrett would win, and then, like, at the end, he'd win this big race, and then he'd say, well, we're excited about the girls' JV team back home in Hickory. They had a good showing. And I love that. I thought that was so great.
Oh, goodness.
So there's our NASCAR thing. But he sucked me in, because it's on every Sunday.
Well, I mean, if you ever napped with one of those races on, it's some good sleeping, too. If you can get that, you know, they don't have to do any, what do they call that when they put the, is it yellow flag when they quit racing?
Yeah, the caution.
Yeah. If you can get like about 10 laps around, I can sleep the sleep of angels.
Yeah. It's like a sound machine.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's the Fritos.
Oh, that's fine. I'm the same.
Just the Fritos talking.
I just had, you know, my Cheez-Its. Okay. Are y'all, Melanie, can you hear the question?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm walking back.
This question is...
Caroline, here's your Fritos, baby. Okay. Just come eat your Fritos.
Just keep eating, baby. Just keep eating.
Keep eating.
I left your snack on the floor, Mommy, on the computer.
I don't have any idea where my people are. I'm just podcasting. Like, I don't have a care in the world. I don't even know where.
I know. Where are your people?
I think today David picked. Oh, wait. Here they come. There they are. Hold on just a second. Here, what were y'all doing?
Okay. Nothing. I was talking and Travis was texting and he didn't know I was talking to him. So really, I was just talking to myself. That's okay.
Who are you texting?
My friend Daniel from California. He's asking me if I have Mario Kart for Wii. Do y'all have Mario Kart?
No, we have.
We don't have a Wii.
We have Mario Party 8 and that other one, and Mario Galaxy, but we don't have Mario Kart.
I don't even know what we have. I haven't been playing the Wii. I think our Wii controls are messed up or something.
Do you need to recharge your?
You know, we were at Gully's yesterday. One of her Wii controls is really messed up.
You can reset them.
Oh, you can?
I can send you. I can send you some specific directions on that.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Okay. Last week we troubleshot my computer. Now we're troubleshooting the Wii.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody in California.
Mm-hmm.
Technology.
No, for me actually. It's my Wii.
Oh, yeah, it is your Wii. Sorry. And Gully's. Okay. Let's see. Question.
Is somebody breathing heavy into the microphone?
It's not me.
I don't think I am. Maybe I am. I don't know. I'm very relaxed.
You didn't take an Ambien about 25 minutes ago, did you?
It's that Ambien I took. I knew I shouldn't have done that mid-afternoon.
Okay. Y'all ready for a question?
Help me get through the afternoon, yes.
Okay.
I do have an Amy story. Well, it's not really an Amy story.
Well, go ahead.
It's just that
well,
you know
that
she...
Out.
It's no, she didn't get to go to London with us because she was sick. Did we already talk about that? I don't know if we pod.
Oh, we didn't podcast that, about it. Yeah. I don't think.
I was really sad about it, but then yesterday when I went to cut my vocals over at Brown's, she had been there
Brown's
all day cutting her Christmas
buddy
vocals. Uh-huh. And I just had a moment. I was like, wow.
I know.
Okay, end of story.
Did you see her?
I didn't, but I saw her water bottle and her lyric sheet and the marks she made on her lyric sheet.
Wow.
So it was really, it was just like she was there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like she was there.
Well,
if I had seen her, I would have told her to stay for a while.
You'd have welcomed her with open arms.
Yes, I would. But she wanted to be alone because she loves the lonely day.
Yeah.
And the truth is, she was kind of sad. I wondered if she was raining on the inside, but I didn't ask.
Do you know David does an imitation of me trying to sing Stay for a While?
Why? Because did that happen after you sang it on the podcast? Or was it
no, he's done this for years. because there was a phase apparently in college where I thought I sang Amy really well, but I didn't. And he has an imitation he does of me that is sort of monotone. And it's sort of like long time since I have seen your smile. Anyway, every time I mention Amy Grant, he starts singing. He's doing it right now.
I just heard him.
He just,
tell him to keep going.
Are you going
to
keep going? Dave, you going to keep going? There you have it. Anyway.
Oh, sorry.
What
hold
is
on.
That? What is that?
I'm sorry.
Somebody's complaining about heavy breathing and you're running your garbage disposal.
Sorry. That was the opening electronic drums on Love Can Do. I was trying to play this. Oh, it's not playing. Oh, there it goes. Happiest sound ever.
Oh, that takes me right back to 1988.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Many, many, many afternoons in the car with that. Long time.
I can still smell my red Subaru.
Mm-hmm. You would regal for me. Melanie would be a CRX, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yep, you got it.
Mm. All righty.
Black.
All right, question.
Okay.
You should each come clean. And see, Travis, this won't apply to you as much because you have good television watching habits. It says you should each come clean and talk about, this is from Leslie, by the way, what reality shows you watch. We all know about, what is that?
What was?
Sorry, it's a text. Go ahead.
I can't work like this.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Now my phone's ringing. Okay, it says, we all know about American Idol, but what other guilty pleasures do you have? The Bachelor, Big Brother, Top Chef, Design Star? And then she says, not that I watch any of those or even care if Matt picks Chelsea or Shane.
I don't even know what she's talking about.
Oh, I don't
about.
Either.
I don't even know what that
mm-mm.
means.
Okay, I watch The Bachelor.
I watch The Bachelor. I used to watch Top Chef, but I haven't watched it this season. I watched like the first two, and obviously it didn't hook me because I haven't cared that I've missed it.
Well, and I watched Top Chef too, but I will say, I said this past week, it's not the most collegial group of contestants ever. I mean,
I agree.
They're very it's hard to root for anybody on this particular season.
I agree. I've quit watching, and I don't think I'm going to go back unless I happen to get sick and there's a Bravo marathon.
Well, that's always the exception to any rule.
Exactly, because then I'll get sucked into anything. So you want to be a runway model, whatever.
Now, Travis, do you watch any other ones that we don't know about?
I don't. I've always watched Survivor. I've only missed a couple of seasons, but I have missed this season. I did not get into the season. So really, we used to watch, Angel and I watched So You Think You Can Dance.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I've never seen that one, but I want to watch it.
It was fun just because the dancing, you know, is fun to watch. But what else?
I used to watch all the Survivors too, and David always watches it, but I haven't gotten into this season. Big Brother, I haven't watched the season.
I've never watched Big Brother, and all my friends watched Amazing Race, but I've never been able to get into it either.
Yeah, I've never watched it. I don't care about all those. I like kind of more the, like, real-life drama potential for a cat fight that The Bachelor
the
provides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, trash.
A little bit
and
white
then,
trash.
But part of reality. The reason... Yeah, but part of the reason I like The Bachelor is because there's a blog that I like to read a lot, and she does The Bachelor recap every Tuesday, and, like, that makes it for me. If she quit writing that blog, I'd quit watching The Bachelor. Well, probably not, but it wouldn't be nearly as good.
See, I haven't seen... This question actually gave away some critical information because I haven't seen last night's show yet.
Oh, you haven't?
Oh, no. It's always it's a day-after thing for me. I always watch it the next day.
Yeah.
I have to step away for a second. My dog needs out. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay.
And then there, you know, Project Runway. That's reality, isn't it?
Yeah, Project Runway's reality. Oh, my.
You can't get that anywhere.
Wow.
You can't get
okay,
that.
I'm back.
You cannot get that kind of entertainment or quality anywhere.
Mm-hmm. That was quite a bark.
I made him bark just for y'all. I'll have to do when he wants out as I'll go, you gonna go get that cat? He'll bark. Otherwise, he doesn't bark. He doesn't bark, but unless I say, you gonna go get that cat?
We're gonna get really, we're gonna get very, very vocal emails from people who are cat lovers, you realize.
Oh no, I'm sorry. There is no cat. It's all in his imagination. I don't know why I don't know.
Okay, so any other reality things that we'll confess to?
The only TV you watch is American Idol and Monk and The Office.
Well,
that's it.
Okay. I watch a few more things than that.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. I watch that it's on CMT.
Yeah, if I can catch up.
Are you really going to admit that right here and now?
Oh,
it's good.
I'm proud of it. It is good.
That's
I use Moose and I watch Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. And really, those two things are very closely intertwined.
And she may go to Talladega.
Yes, because they use Moose,
mm-hmm.
too.
Uh-huh. Sure. They do. You can't
what is it? Like auditions or what?
Yeah, it's like making the team. So they do like the whole, you go from like thousands of girls who want to be Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. And then it like narrows them down. But they dance and like the best one is when they have to do like their own freestyle.
Oh, that's
audition.
That is a treasure.
That is some good TV right there. Mm-hmm. I left that on my DVR for a good long time and would watch it over and over again.
Yeah, that's one of those like you kind of want to TiVo it and not watch it deliberately, and then just like some Saturday when it's raining and you're by yourself, you just watch one after another, and it's delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Here's another one. This one is from Gail, whose blog is called The Westie Crew. That's a cute name, The Westie Crew, at Blogspot. And she says, do y'all like pork rinds? I do. I so love pork rinds.
I like anything that's barbecue and in a bag.
Uh-huh.
I like pork rinds.
Melanie, do you like them?
I like them. I don't eat them very often because I know that they're horrendous for you, which not that that keeps me from eating a lot of other things, but it's not the kind of thing I would pick up at the store and buy. But if you put a bag in front of me, I wouldn't turn them down.
Okay, like if...
You only eat them when you're watching Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Cheerleaders.
That's exactly right. And putting Moose in my
or NASCAR. Now, they don't have any carbs. They don't have one carb because it's just pure fat. So if you're trying to do low carb something and you get pork rinds and you get you some French onion dip, that is some good eating right there. And high class, I might add, served at the finest restaurants worldwide. My sister and I can put away some pork rinds.
And French onion dip?
Yeah, she didn't. I don't know. She likes them with French onion dip. That was a delicacy I stumbled upon last spring.
It's not a natural combination.
Well,
it's not something I would think to say.
Well, it's not really, and it's not really French onion dip. It's called Barber's Party Dip, and it's just an Alabama thing. It's kind of a French onion dip, but oh, it's delicious. I'll have to bring y'all some the next time I see y'all.
Okay.
Oh, it's good. And then she says, do you like sweet or unsweet tea?
Sweet.
Well, that's a no. Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love sweet tea, but I always get unsweet.
Yeah, I probably order unsweet because then I put some Splenda in it.
Yeah,
because
it's healthy that way.
I love sweet tea. I love it like syrup. Embarrassingly sweet.
Yeah, me too. That's how my grandmother always made it. I mean, just like that. I mean, it was almost syrup, and oh, it was so good. Mm-hmm. And if I'm at her house, I will always drink sweet tea.
My friend Laura's mama, her name is Rosemary. Rosemary made sweet tea so sweet, I promise. Like, you could drink a half a cup of it. Oh, you'd have to get in the bed. I mean, it was just... Oh, it was so good. So good. It was thick. That's good.
We make it with Angela has Sukanat. Do y'all ever use Sukanat? Sukanat with honey?
My friend Wendy uses that, but I've never used it.
No, me neither.
It sweetens things just like sugar. It's really good.
Oh.
Don't you get that at the health food
really
store?
that's probably why I've never used it.
She buys it at the co-op, which, you know.
What's that? Yeah.
But whatever. Mm-hmm. We're weird. Sorry.
Granola. Okay. I think it's good that y'all are so healthy. I do.
It is good.
We're not really. We just pretend. We're pretending.
No, you're not. You're really healthy.
Well,
you're consistent.
You make some good choices. You're not eating pork rinds dipped in something.
And then the next one, the last one. What's your favorite dish at your favorite restaurant?
Oh, that's tough.
It's tough. I have lots of favorites.
I do too.
I know. It would have to depend on the kind of food.
Okay, let's say it's Mexican.
Mexican, then I... Okay, go ahead, Travis.
I love fish tacos at Garcia's in for Mexican in Franklin. Oh, so good.
Mm. I have never been there. I have this, there's this salsa. Melanie, you know, you've had it here at that, at the Mexican restaurant that we like, that it's not the red salsa, but I can put that as like a roasted tomato salsa. Uh-huh. I can eat that in chips forever.
Yeah.
And I love. Oh, I like queso and anything with queso and that roasted tomato salsa. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I'm a steak guy. Steak is my favorite meal of all, though.
Really? Like at a steakhouse? Would you go to a steakhouse? Would that be your top choice?
Or like a cowboy ribeye at J. Alexander's would be probably the best.
I love a good filet. My brother's filet that he cooks on the grill is probably my all-time favorite. Okay, Melanie.
I mean, I like steak. We eat a lot of deer steak because, you know, we kill a lot of deer. Mm-hmm. So we can hear from the deer and cat people.
That's right. Wow.
And so I like deer steak at home when Perry grills them. But my favorite I don't know, it's tough because Mexican food, and, you know, here there's so many different Mexican food places. But I have to say, overall, puffy tacos are probably my favorite dish. And I like them at Rosario's, and I love them at this other place called Teca Molina.
Okay.
But Rosario's is a little more upscale Mexican. Teca Molina's more like takeout Mexican.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
I don't even think I've ever had upscale Mexican.
There's a lot of upscale Mexican here because you got to go somewhere. You got 800 taco stands, so at some point you got to do something a little different.
Right, right.
So there's some good. When y'all are here in August, we'll go to a good Mexican, an upscale Mexican restaurant.
And have puffy tacos.
And have puffy tacos.
Can we wear our puffy shirts?
And you can wear your puffy shirts.
Will P. Diddy
and
be there?
Mm-hmm. Well, what?
I said, will P. Diddy be there?
And Ascot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
Let me say it again. An Ascot.
All right, I think I'm done. Okay, here's another one. This is from Amanda, and she says, first of all, say hello to Travis for me. Go Apps. Did I say that right? Or I should say, like, go Apps. Or
go Apps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she said she's always wondered how the three of us met. She said, I know you said one time you saw Travis standing in the concession stand line at an event and you were too chicken to say hello. How did you go from this to podcasting with him? And then how did you and Big Mama meet?
That must be my friend that I went to Appalachian with.
It is.
Oh, am I allowed to say last name?
I can take it out.
Sorry. Sorry, man.
She lives. Here's her address.
No.
Yeah, I was talking to Caroline. I'm sorry. Well, Sophie, you and I met. We met online. On the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Which we both have said is not really like us. So it's kind of amazing that we actually met and emailed and ended up talking on the phone one day.
Right.
And now we talk on the phone every day.
Jumped in a craft chat room.
We did.
Yeah, it was a quilting.
It was. It was
chat
a
room.
Short quilting seminar. It was followed up with some tips on scrapbooking. We hit it right off.
Short quilting webinar.
We hit it off immediately.
I started reading Sophie's blog first, and then eventually you started reading my blog, and then we just started emailing back and forth.
Right. Because somebody else there was another question where somebody said, how do y'all seem to know so many people who blog? And I really don't think I do, but I have gotten to be good friends with several different people for, you know, different little pockets of the blog world. And it all happens through email, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it happens through email, because I'm not going to really just call anybody. I mean, I wouldn't just... Hey, give me your phone number. I'm going to call you.
Right.
So, I think it's through email because the only people I've met in person.
Just call to say hello.
Makes me hyperventilate. The only people I've met you, Soph, in person, and I've met Shannon from Rocks in My Drawer in person, and Travis, I've met you in person. But really, other than that...
Not really. I've met a few other people in person, but then all the compassion, the people who went on the trip, of course, I was with them for a while, so that was helpful. But that's really all. I've met some people here, like at church and stuff, who, you know, have maybe you know, have blogs or whatever, but that's really about it for me too.
Mm-hmm.
And then
go
ahead.
Yeah. Oh no, you go ahead. So Travis, how did Travis, did you find us, Travis? I mean, I guess you found us because of Sophie's post.
Is that how it happened? Or somebody emailed me and said, there's this crazy Southern lady talking about Angela's blue jeans. You got to go say something. No, I don't even remember. Is that how it happened?
Or did
y'all email me?
No, we didn't.
Well,
I can't
remember.
No.
Either way, it was Angela's blue jeans.
it's all about the blue jeans.
Stop me.
And yes, I did see you at the concession stand, and I was too chicken to say anything because I really, more than anything, wanted to ask you about the jeans, and I didn't think that was probably appropriate while Kay Arthur was talking. Is that your phone again?
Sorry.
And so then,
yeah, so that was it. And then we started.
Then you emailed us to tell us about the jeans. And then somebody else said it sounded like that we had all grown up together. I can't remember whose comment that was or whose question that was. And that's because we all had.
We just. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just all share a childhood in the 70s.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And I still have the email where I said, you said something about something. I said.
You
said something about doing a podcast, and I said that would be fun, and I think I could be a special guest on a very special AI podcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then you said, you've got yourself a deal. It'll be just like when Ruth Gordon used to guest star on Columbo, except that you're neither old nor a woman, but still.
Oh, good time.
And the rest is history.
Yes, it is. And I should also add, the other night when I was at the ASCAP Awards and Travis was at the Compassion thing, and I blogged something about how David Crowder was in the room, and I squealed when I saw him. Travis sent me a text and asked me if, when I saw him at the Compassion, at the concession stand, if I also squealed when I saw him in person. And I assured him that I squealed on the inside. I squealed very loudly on the inside.
Yeah, she did call and tell me about it.
I did.
So you did. You warranted a phone call.
I did because I.
Well, it was really. Oh no way! You didn't see Christy Knuckles with me.
No.
You didn't know that she was there.
No, but I did. I really did. I promise. I felt like I was supposed to talk to you. Like I had that feeling, like when you know you're supposed to say something, and I couldn't do it, which is pretty much how I lived my whole life. And so, anyway, but see, God worked it out through the blue jeans.
Angela's
he gave you another shot.
Mm-hmm. We've gotten all our talking in since. Okay. Okay, this is from Holly. Holly always gives us questions at Crown Laid Down. Holly.
Yeah.
And she's going to be in San Antonio, too. She says, who's your...
I can't wait for
I can't either. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so fun.
We're going to be in Colorado Springs this weekend. I can't wait.
Oh, I bet it's
that'll be
beautiful
good.
Out there right now.
Somebody going?
Sorry. I don't know. Do y'all know?
My hero?
Yeah, does everybody walk around with this information besides me?
They've always been cowboys. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, it's not that I don't have... I mean, I have people that I
me
admire
too.
And that I look up to. I don't know that I have, like, one... single solitary hero, and I think it would be different people for different
yeah
things.
I definitely have that. Like I have different people in different areas of my life that I really look up to. Like I very much look up to Brian C and to Sean Groves on sort of that side of my life, and our friend Kevin and our pastor and that kind of thing. But like I don't have like one like overriding hero, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. that word
Who do you admire?
Yeah, I got lots of those.
I do too. I have tons of those.
Dick Hill is the worship pastor at Champion Forest in Houston, Texas.
He's the one who also, that my worship pastor has also mentioned before.
I call him my worship daddy.
Oh.
And I love him dearly. And he's like, but I don't know about, hero.
Well, we'll just say admire. Who do you admire?
Admired.
Melanie, do you have anybody?
I mean, I would say, like, if I were to go, I don't know, that's hard. I mean, I think when you look at, like, writing stuff, I mean, I think, like, it's huge for me because I think Bird by Bird is such a great book and I've gotten so much from it. So that would be somebody on that front. I mean, I think, you know, Beth Moore, I think, has had a profound influence on my life just through her Bible
study. I think
study.
We could probably all three but say that.
Going to say, I mean, that's somebody that would kind of blow me, that just blows me away. And then...
Yeah, she's had the most profound impact on me, I would say.
Yeah, because I think she helped me, not finish, but I'm saying, like, she... really, her Bible studies have really helped me continue to grow in my faith in a very relevant way.
I think
that I don't know that I would have done without her.
That whole working out your salvation thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very pivotal in all that. Her studies have been.
Yeah, and then I would have to say my daddy. I would say my daddy's definitely somebody that I put at the top of the list of people that I really admire.
That is very sweet.
So
nice.
Y'all don't know him, but he's pretty phenomenal. So, and I have a lot of respect.
Are you about to cry?
No,
okay.
If I could start talking about him, I could be crying real quick, but I won't because it's not that kind of
right,
podcast.
Right, right. Well, we can have a very special podcast at some point if we'd like to, and we can all cry.
And I'll weep. I'll weep.
We still have to do the Broken Bones podcast, too.
Because I think
people have been waiting.
They have on Pins and Needles.
Yes.
Hey, this is a question from Heather, and she wants to know, how do the three of us say the word for the clothes you wear at night? I say pajamas.
Pajamas.
Yeah. It's all the same. See, that's why we get along so well.
Mm-hmm.
Not a pajama in the bunch.
Not a pajama in the bunch.
I'll go PJs a lot, but pajamas for sure is home base for me.
Now, are do y'all have any last minute predictions for Idol? I'm worried about Brooke. I don't feel good about it.
I'm worried about Brooke too, but I think Saisha should go. Of course, saying that based on just the overall thing and not tonight's performance, since obviously we haven't heard them.
Right, right.
Oh, wait, hold on. Do y'all hear that?
No.
Sorry. Okay. So I think that Saisha should go, and that'd be a really great top four, David, Jason, and Brooke.
Yeah, I would be pleased with that. That would be my hope. But, you know, I mean, who knows? I just, something about Saisha, I'm not crazy.
But I've liked her a lot better over the last 2 weeks. And I think that, I don't know, I think it, based on the last 2 weeks, she's done way better than Brooke has, in my opinion.
Well, that's true. Brooke hasn't had a really great performance in a couple of weeks.
She's due, so maybe it'll happen for tonight.
Yeah, and really Jason Castro hasn't either. I mean, for that matter. I mean, the Davids are by far the strongest right now.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I agree. All right, well, Travis, you have fun at your haircut.
I know.
Better go.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Are we all here?
What y'all doing?
Oh, we're watching Attack of the Sith or whatever. What's the Star Wars? What's the third one?
Attack of the Sith.
I thought you said cyst, like a you know, cyst.
It's a dermatology special. It's a very special dermatological program.
I didn't think it sounded very good or like I would want to watch it, but I was going to go ahead. I was going to go along with it.
Well, it might be more interesting than Attack of the Sith or whatever it's called, Revenge of the Sith. I'm not a fan of the sci-fi.
I'm not either. Bunch of pretend.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Like it could happen.
Well, that's my thought. I'm not a fan.
Okay, well, all we have to do is to say bye. I mean,
bye.
Like...
Okay, bye.
See you later.
Bye. That was fun. Bye. Bye. Okay, Travis, why'd you go to the gym?
I didn't. I ended up not going.
Oh, good. Okay, I feel better about that.
It was a lot of pressure. We found out you were going to start working out.
Yeah, I mean, that
well, I am trying. I've got 3 weeks till the Christmas record photo shoot.
Oh. Okay.
Are you doing it with your shirt off, or like you just want to look kind of?
Well, preferably, I'd like to do it with one chin. I've got a little bit of the brownie face.
Can't they Photoshop that? Can't you just Photoshop it out?
I guess they can, but I'm...
That'd be a lot easier.
We're all trying to go.
Gotcha.
That is very admirable. I'm telling you, if Melanie says to me that she's about to go on some sort of, like, weightlifting kick, I don't know if
I'm not.
Okay, well, I can't take the pressure.
I'll promise you. I have tried to get... What?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Gully told me today that she started doing, she's doing some fitness commitment and she's doing lunges while she waits for the kids' chicken nuggets to heat up in the microwave. So that's 45 seconds a day of lunges. It's quite the commitment.
It's very admirable.
I bet Gully's watching the Spurs right now. I got a fun comment on my blog that they're diehard fans.
They're huge Spurs fans over at their house. So, in fact, she told me that you were endeared to her forever. When she learned that you were a Spurs fan.
Tell her I've been interceding all day for them.
Yeah, they're huge. They've got the jerseys and the whole thing going at their house.
Good grief.
Tell her the last game that they played at home, I was texting Max Lucado and he was on the front row.
I was too.
He was on the front row.
Big deal.
Whatever.
I was texting Eva. Otherwise, I would have been texting Max. But Eva and I was talking about Tony's game.
Y'all shut up. Guess what I did today?
What?
It was a first. What? I planted trees.
Did you really?
What kind of trees?
I planted four trees, and I'm not tool belt. I know, Melanie, I know you're married to a tool belt guy, but Angela is not.
Uh-huh.
And you planted
that takes all kinds.
I planted four trees in our front yard. Yes, thank
good
you very
for
much.
You. Pretty big?
Trees, people, not petunias. Trees.
Did you do you not like to work in the yard?
No. But I take great joy in paying other people to.
Right, well sure. Sure. David loves.
Well, Harry doesn't work in our own yard.
Well, he can't.
He doesn't.
It's against the code. Uh-huh. It's like an architect.
Is he a landscape person?
Yeah, that's what he owns a landscaping business.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah, he owns a landscaping business, but he doesn't. But his guys do our landscape, and he does not do it.
Now, how was Colorado Springs?
It was great. It was 33 degrees when I got there, and I didn't have a jacket, and it was snowing.
Man.
On Thursday, but it was 75 when I left on Sunday. It was fun.
Wow.
I mean, I wore myself out. You know, I had to sing Thursday night. Then we had the Living Proof Friday night and Saturday. And then we did a church. So then we had to lead worship for a church on Saturday night and then two services on Sunday morning.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So it was tough, but it was fun. It was great. The message was crazy.
I'm sure I would think so.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
She's been known
good.
To give a good talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, Travis, but will you find out where she got that jacket that's on that video?
The
yellow one.
That looks really cute, the yellow one.
Mm-hmm. Will you please find that out
for us? And me, we're on the same page. I just saw that. I was like, oh, my.
I would have left a comment asking if I were not. So, you know, I just need to know.
Okay.
That's okay. But Beth won't care because, you know, somebody left me a comment when I said I talked on Saturday and they left me a comment asking me what I wore, but they didn't want to seem shallow. And I emailed them and told them they were a girl after my own heart because they were concerned about my wardrobe. So, see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm emailing right now.
Beth right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get a little giddy. Tell her that I'm reading my Bible.
They said hello, and they are reading their Bible right now.
Now, are you talking about the jacket thing she's got on in the still?
Yes, at the very first frame.
It's darling.
I could hardly concentrate on what the Lord might have done.
Mm-hmm. It is really cute. I tried on kind of a shirt that kind of looked like that at Forever 21 today, but it was sleeveless and it went wrong because it was that same yellow color, but it had brass buttons.
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate.
Bad call.
Mm-hmm. That was a bad call.
It did not look... Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Travis.
But I don't think now that it necessarily is.
No, I don't think it
not
is.
Not in clothes.
No.
Brass buttons.
I'm like
just in trumpet sections. Just in marching bands.
Exactly. Then brass is important. But not in clothes.
Oh, Lord.
It's all my... What? Oh, sorry. That was my email.
Okay.
I was going to back to ask y'all something else. Now I can't remember what it was.
Did I mention that I planted four trees?
You mentioned you planted four trees. Now,
were
these
what
trees...
kind of trees were they?
I don't know. Green ones? They're about... Let's see. They're the kind that... I don't know. They're like...
Okay.
They're the... I'll take a picture tomorrow.
Okay.
In Tennessee, because I am so proud.
You should put it on the blog.
I should. That's a bloggable moment, isn't it?
It is, that you planted trees. You came home, you had a weekend of ministry, and then you planted some trees.
I called.
And I planted a vine at the mailbox.
My lands.
Mm, wow.
Is this for Angela's birthday you did all this?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that was
fair. Now, when's her birthday? Today?
Sunday. This coming Sunday, Mother's Day.
Okay. Oh, that's kind
pressure.
Of, that is a lot of pressure. I hope you have plans.
Now,
or just the trees.
I do have plans. We have 30 people. She's cooking for 30 people Saturday night, including Boo.
Because we're going to Nashville.
Yeah. She's going to Nashville because she lives close to Nashville and not in Mexico.
And not in Mexico. And so it's very easy to go to Nashville when you don't live in Mexico. But we're going, Mama's going up there, and Travis even said we could sing on his Christmas CD in the choir, but I told him that I was not going to do that to him because, you know, that would probably it would all be ruined if I did.
Yeah,
long
that'd
time
be
since I've seen. But when I close my eyes,
I remember.
I could also do my breathy, like Point of Grace voice, but I don't think that would work. So,
it's not really the choir
voice. Hey, Mel, I had my iPod on shuffle on the flight yesterday, and Open Arms came on, and I thought of you.
Did it make you think, are you getting ready for our duet that we're going to sing in San Antonio?
Well, I did pray for your future musical ministry, that maybe God was birthing.
God would have to do a, you talk about a mighty work. It would be up there with the Red Sea. The day the sun stood still, and the day Big Mama sang in key. That's about equal. No music ministry. It's not my gift. It's okay. I wish it were. I told Travis if I could do that, Neil Diamond, I would do it. I would do it every hour on the hour.
I would too. I would just walk around singing if I really could. I would. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
did we podcast before or after Brooke was voted off?
Before. We podcasted last Tuesday afternoon.
But we were afraid it was going to happen. Wasn't it sad?
Is somebody not plugged in, or does somebody not using their microphone?
Travis.
What? Why? What? I've never used it.
I'm getting bad feedback.
You are?
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, what are they saying?
I don't know.
They're saying...
And I don't hear it now.
I don't either.
You're getting feedback. What are they saying?
What did you just do? Oh, I just heard myself again.
I don't know.
Did you hear that?
I can't hear me. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
I don't hear anything.
Now Travis is going to come on
Hello?
In a second. See, I told you. And scene. Okay. So did you want to add anything about Idol for tomorrow night, since I can just tack it on there? Because now I'm excited. I don't have to write a post for tomorrow. I can just throw this up. No, that didn't sound right. I can't throw it up. I can put this on the blog.
Don't throw it up.
I'm not going to throw it up.
Frankly, I don't care anymore.
Okay.
I mean, now that Brooke's gone.
I know what you mean.
It's just a weird thing. I think I'm slowly getting over Idol.
Well, I think this has been kind of a lame season. I mean, I feel like with Andrew Lloyd Webber and, I mean, Neil Diamond, I like Neil Diamond, but I don't really want to hear other people sing Neil Diamond songs.
Yeah, I feel you.
I mean, that's kind of, I think it's kind of a weird, and I agree that now it's like, because Brooke White is really the only person who, like, when she comes out with something, I will go buy it.
And she's gone.
She'll follow the way of Catherine McPhee, and she'll be doing hair product
Mm-hmm. Well, she should.
Hey,
she's got good hair.
And Travis, I know you like David Archuleta, but I just feel like his eyes are dead when he sings. I just feel like he's too young and he's not.
Mm-hmm.
I get a weird vibe about it. I really do.
I do too. I agree. And it's funny because the first week I thought he was cute, and now it's like I feel bad for him. He has no joy.
Okay, well, I guess I'm gonna tack the bye-byes on. And
okay,
Travis, do you want me to?
I wonder where I've been, who I am, do I fit in? Make believe in is hard alone out here on my own.
But when I'm
down and feeling blue, I close my eyes so I can be with you.
I'm so looking forward to this next part.
Oh, baby, be strong for me. Baby, belong to me. Help me through. Help me, you. I threw a little Reba in there. Me, you. We're always proving. Okay, I won't be the first.
Travis, how do you know that? Because, you know, I know every word to that song.
Who we are, always reaching
for that
rising star.
Is it brightest?
To guide me far and shine me home out here on my own. But when I'm down and feeling blue, I close my eyes so I can be with you. We're podcasting. Angela just walked in, totally worried.
I can't even breathe.
She was afraid. Angela was afraid.
Oh, my.
Oh, baby, be strong for me. Baby, belong to me. Help me too. Sometimes I wonder. No, I'll stop. Angela sang that in the 1985 Tennessee Junior Miss.
Oh.
Hold on a second. What you say, Ange? No, in the Junior Miss you did. She goes, no, I didn't. I sang Could Have Been.
Wait,
by Tiffany?
Yes, she sang Tiffany.
Oh, that is.
She sang that in the Miss Belmont pageant.
That was a girl after my own heart, right?
I have not thought of that song in years, by the way. I'm telling
but
you,
I,
at Mississippi Junior Miss every year, somebody sang that. And oh, when they went into the When I'm Down, feeling blue. Oh, it was a moment.
I've never even seen that movie. The only reason I know it is because we did a medley of it in eighth grade chorus.
Oh, excellent.
Mm.
And then at the very end, we transitioned because the solos was going, but I may mean something out here on my... And that's when the baritones came in with, I sing the body electric. I celebrate the me yet to come. I toast to my own reunion when I become one with the sun. What in the heck does that mean?
Is somebody vacuuming or like what's going on?
That's my fan on my computer that I think is about to explode.
Oh, it sounds like it. That does not sound good.
No, it doesn't. And it.
Cottrell out.
Bye.
But when I'm down.
Did you get us even saying bye?
I don't know. Bye.
Bye. Have a good week.
Have a good week,
bye.
Everybody. 1 week later after we recorded it.
Bye, Big. Bye, Boo. Bye, people.
Bye, Teacot.
Bye, Fry Daddy. Mm-hmm. Later.